In the war for adult radio listeners, rock and roll remains the consistent choice for combat. And in Chicago, only one station specializes in playing the best rock and roll ever made. Chicago's only all classic rock, 105.9 WCKG. It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. The Beatles, The Stones, The Who, Elton John, Eric Clapton, Pink Floyd, Led Zeppelin, The Doors. All core artists and only their most familiar songs join forces to create a constant barrage of great music. Every day, in every day part. At least 45 minutes worth, back to back and all in a row, every hour. Something you won't hear on any other Chicago radio station. The focus is clearly music, all the time. And to deliver it, a staff of hand-picked on-air professionals. Stable, knowledgeable, and entertaining. Rock and roll veterans who don't waste time with excess talk, but who complement the product.
105.9 WCKG, Chicago's only all-classic rock. A more music morning, 8:53, 7 in front of 9 o'clock. No truer words ever spoken. Eagles, great song. That's Desperado. Midway at 72, O'Hare at 71. Lakefront, 72 degrees. Mitch Michaels here.
105.9 WCKG, Chicago's only all-classic rock with the late, great Roy Orbison from 1964. A real chart topper for Roy. Oh, Pretty Woman, the name of that one. I'm Patty Hayes on CKG. Rock and Roll Diner rolling your way in just about an hour.
105.9 WCKG, Chicago's only all-classic rock. Just wrapped up another 45 minutes of the best rock and roll ever made, like Man for Man doing Blinded by Light. Hard off the album Dog and Butterfly, wrapping up that set of 45 with Straight On. Good afternoon, Alan Stack, aging teen idol with you for this Tuesday.
105.9 WCKG, Chicago's only all classic rock. You just heard another 45 minutes of the best rock and roll ever made. I'm Debbie Alexander, and I have been walking through the walls around here.
But only to get you ready for this Thursday night, when we team up with Budweiser to continue the Psychedelic Supper Summer Series. This Joe Thomas got to stay right here, because we've still got to give you one yet tonight from a man who's got a heck of a lot of work to do yet this year.
By the way, Walsh says that the Eagles reunion is definitely going to happen next year. I can't believe Don Henley and Joe Walsh are ever going to be on the same stage again. But who knows? Money can heal a lot of wounds. Randy Blake here with you, and you know, if you live...
Now, don't let all this war drama fool you. At the heart of it all is a group of real people having a great time at what they do best. With that kind of attitude, and with all the necessary tools, WCKG is much more than an effective advertising vehicle. It's also a lot of fun to listen to.
Let me tell you, programming a no-repeat weekend on WCKG isn't as easy as you might think. You gotta dig deep into Chicago's largest on-air library of classic rock. Check every aisle, every category. Sift through over 9,000 titles for only the best classics, the widest variety. And then double-check each one, so you never hear the same song twice all weekend. And with a library this big, you better know what you're doing. And right now, I have no idea where I am. Hello? Hello? Can anybody hear me?
So, the war rages on. Formats come and go. Big personalities grow fickle and fade away. Today's craze quickly becomes yesterday's news. But only one kind of music spans more than 30 years and still sounds as good in the 90s as it did in the 60s. On Chicago radio, only one station plays it consistently, hour after hour, day after day. Only the best songs, with more variety and less repetition. That's 105.9 WCKG. We're classic rock because it's the best rock and roll ever made.